What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Cried out, heaven save me, but I'm down to one last breath. Come on, Taz. And will it let me say, let me say, that guy knows. Hold me now, I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking, maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. Hold me down, I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking, maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. I'm so far down.
Look at you guys, shirt buddies.
You guys text?
Yep, it's WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
No, it was on the whole time.
It wasn't?
I don't think so.
Oh, Angelina.
Big game, Mike. I'm
out of here. Yep. Oh, wow.
A faulty mic.
Wow.
We all that Creed for nothing.
Yep. Well, you were there in spirit.
Yes, you were. And YouTube saw it.
Yep, YouTube saw it.
All right,
Ike.
I'm out.
Oh, there it is. 215-592-9494. Oh, Herb.
Oh, I got to stay for
Herb. Wait a minute. Herb
What's
in the Northeast.
Up,
Herb, you're on 9.
Got to stay for Herb call.
Hey, Herb.
What's up, big boy? Ike Reese.
There we go.
What's up, Herb?
You know, good days, bad days, you know.
Ooh. What's got you down, bud?
I'm having some trouble with this TV. I don't know. The remote doesn't want to work, and I'm trying to get the remote to... It doesn't want to open up. I need somebody strong like Ike Reese to open it up, you know?
The remote?
Oh, you want to change the batteries?
Yeah, it needs batteries, and the thing don't... The Vizio is saying Vizio, and it's lit up on my screen, but it's all black and white.
Ike Reese knows what I'm talking about.
Jesus Christ, I'm having a bad day with this TV. I got home, and all of a sudden it's not
is
working.
Is it a new TV?
So I got it. The remote, it won't open up. The thing in the back, it's an XUMO.
I don't think you're strong enough. You got to call somebody stronger. What's that?
It's not like the other one. The other one is easier. The Comcast one
on the radio
is easier to open up. Uh-huh. This one.
Wait, but what's going on with your TV, Herb?
I got to watch everything off of my phone on the YouTube on my phone.
Wait a minute. Have you tried changing the batteries in the remote?
That's what I'm trying to do, but the thing doesn't want to open up. The back of it, it doesn't want to open up. There's no
thing. That doesn't take a strong guy to do that, Herb.
This
sounds like you just want Ike to come to your house.
There's some kind of like arrow. I press the arrow down, and I push in the back, and it's supposed to open up. It don't want to open up, so I'm going to take it back over to Xfinity because it's theirs. I'll let them play with it. I'm not going to break it. I don't want to break it. You know what I mean?
Nah, it's probably you. Xfinity stuff works great.
As long as I get the Phillies game on my phone today, I'm fine.
Yeah. Well, you can listen on the free Odyssey app as well. Herb,
I think Zach Wheeler is going to be okay.
Oh, great.
In
your medical professional opinion?
Yeah. Real
from
quick,
from what I heard, think they went to Penn. There's a special
They went to
doctor.
Thomas Jefferson.
Oh, was Jefferson?
That was part of the release. It was part of the release.
Yeah.
There's a doctor of Penn Medicine or Jefferson that they're pretty good with these.
Hey, Herb.
So.
Herb, just a quick question. We went to you on the phone lines, and we're doing this, the radio show. Had it ever crossed your mind that the TV remote would be second to the Phillies thing?
Well, I'm just, you know. All right.
Let him I didn't mean to make it uncomfortable.
You asked me what's going on and stuff.
I'll take care of him.
Yeah,
I'll shut up.
All I want today is the Zach Wheeler to get healthy.
Yes.
Okay? And to come back when he's ready to come back, okay?
Yep.
I do know a guy that years ago, I do know this pitcher that pitched for the Cubs a long time ago. His name is George Riley.
Uh-huh.
My friend Steve Pendensky called me this afternoon to tell me that he had the same thing. He had the same blood clot and stuff in his shoulder. He was a lefty. And he wound up...
Wait, Steve did or Steve had the blood clot?
No, Steve told me about George Riley. George Riley, when I was in 10th grade, George Riley was in 12th. And we
but what does that have to do with Steve's blood clot?
I'm going to tell you a story, okay?
I'm sorry.
George Riley, okay, was throwing like 95 back in the day. They had scouts from all over behind the cage watching him throw because we were playing down at 11th and Bigler at the other field across the street. And so anyway, George Riley, I played with George in the Pendel League.
Okay.
And so did Steve Pendensky.
The guy with
and
the blood clot.
He used to pitch for Crispin. He used to pitch for Crispin over there in Northeast off of Welsh and Willits. And he had the same kind of, he had a blood clot. He was out for a while, but he made it back to another team picked him up because
in the Pendel League or in the big leagues.
Yeah, so anyway.
For the Cubs or the Pendel League?
We're talking about 1970, bro.
I know.
We're talking about 1971.
But did your buddy get the blood clot and come back to pitch in the in your adult league baseball team, or was it for the Cubs?
Yeah, well, that was in the that guy pitched for a long time. He pitched in his late
in the adult league or in the major league.
Did he pitch for the Cubs?
And, who pitched for the Cubs? Is this the Sean guy who
George
pitched for the
Riley.
Cubs?
George Riley pitched.
And then
the
who's
Cubs.
Steve?
Don't look at it,
why did you tell us about Steve?
Steve told me about him. I didn't know that he had a clot. But I just heard this story today. You know what I mean? I didn't know he had a clot. So, you know. But I think we are going to be okay.
Okay.
I feel better now.
Yeah.
So, and the thing is, they took care of it right away. You know what I mean? They had those independent doctors down there in Washington that they knew something was up, and it seemed like to me like Dave Dombrowski was keeping things hush hush.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
But, you know, just, you know, gave you some information, but not everything. But according to what they performed something this morning because right away they took some tests on him this morning. And they knew right away we got to do this operation and go in and, get this thing, you know, dissolve this. You understand? Get it out.
Yep.
So, you know, if they were going to wait a couple of days, they knew right away, but you had probably the best doctors in Philadelphia that do this kind of stuff, okay? So, seeing this stuff, because I know people, the guy that used to work for me is my manager.
Steve or George Riley?
No, I had this guy, this my friend, okay, that used to work in my limousine business, Rich Owen.
Clot?
He had a bunch of clots and stuff. He was in the war and stuff, and he had gotten some clots.
Did he ever have people in the back of his limo, like hanky panky or whatever?
We've had different things. We had different. I told you the one time we had Mike Allstott before he got married.
Nope. We shouldn't.
Start naming names.
That's a good idea. Allstott, way to go.
We know nothing about Mike Allstott. No.
We had
Deuce caught
what
up
else
or no?
do we have? You know, Ike Reese. Well, we had Ron Jeremy.
I was there.
You know, Ron Jeremy, right?
Yeah, you locked it, Spike. So
yeah,
you're,
I'm trying.
Yeah,
I'm
you're
trying.
Not going to get
there
him
we
off.
Go, there
yep.
we go. I got it. No. Nope. Nope.
He went Ron Jeremy.
Well, we don't start naming names of people. I thought that was a completely harmless hanky-panky in the back of the limo thing.
No. With him?
He's like, no, I remember. I told you.
Oh, my God.
One of one.
I got to go eat.
All right, go eat.
Very jealous.
Nick in Princeton, you're on WIP.
Hello?
He fell asleep with the herb call. Yeah.
Goodness gracious. Gary in Vineland. Gary, you're on WIP.
So I get up this morning, I got 8 hours of Teeks and Broads down at practice, and you guys get one interview and you bail on the kids? Man.
Dude, let me tell you. There are rumors that there may be more interviews later on, and at least the interview was with Sirianni.
Yeah.
But we will have a report card for Lakin later in the week.
Yeah. Broads and TK, technically, there before us.
Yes.
But when I heard that this morning, I'm like, oh, they're definitely coming down after this. Broads and TK?
Dude.
Down at practice?
And this is not an insult to TK or Broads.
No, not at all. Love them guys.
No, love them. Ashlyn, I believe, was there
Ashlyn
as well.
Ashlyn was there, of course. Yeah.
And all fine professionals. We're the afternoon 100%. Show, you know.
The afternoon show.
Yeah, Gary, no one's more upset than me. I can promise. And Jack can confirm that.
He's been upset all day, Gary.
Yeah, been upset all day. I mean, been in a mood all day.
Yeah. I got 3 quarts of water right now. I got to eat myself. Great.
Yeah.
That was a good bribe, though. Yeah. That was a good bribe.
It was.
We'll interview the high school team.
Yes, absolutely.
For sure.
Yeah, we'll go out to
If
that.
Things don't go our way this week.
Yes.
That is the threat.
Yeah, there's some rumors of it going our way-ish.
Ish.
Ish.
Ish. It's a big ish.
Going to have a convo. That might do this. Might give out the first 6 digits of Lakin's phone number and let you figure out the final
That's
four.
What you did with my number.
Did I? Yeah. And they found the number.
Yeah, and they started calling.
Yeah. The text line is brought to you by Benari Jewelers. Don't settle for ordinary. Choose extraordinary. Choose Benari Jewelers at Exton and Newtown Square. Online at BenariJewelers.com. Text line.
The Godfather was good, but all they really did was shoot scenes. Pop culture critic Jack.
I didn't know it was medley.
Medley.
I thought all they wrote was melodies.
One of the worst commentaries on music in history.
I know. But the funny part is I love Abbey Road.
I wish I was a bigger Beatles guy. I'm basically a White Album and Sgt. Pepper guy. Mostly a White Album guy.
You should give Abbey Road one listen.
I'll give it a listen on the ride home. It's probably, 25 minutes long?
Because they're all melodies.
No, I'm sure. It's pretty short, you know.
Yes.
White Album's long.
White Album's great. Both sides.
White Album's great. What's next?
I've had a boat down the shore for 20 years, and actually the saying is burn the ships.
Your typical afternoon show listener.
Yeah, do you burn the boat or do you burn the ship?
Oh. Well, if it... It came from military, right?
Yeah.
I would say burn the ships, but it was 1,500.
Yeah, they're more boats. I feel like when they're wood,
yeah,
they're boats.
And I get it. You don't want to retreat, but then if you have to retreat, you get back to the water. And the boats are burnt down?
Oh, imagine the reaction.
Oh, my God. Wait a minute. Where the hell are the boats?
We got to go back.
Can you imagine you're the one guy that didn't know that they burned them? You're like, who the hell burned the boats?
Whose idea was that?
Our guy?
We're getting our ass kicked.
And our guy burned the boats?
Hold on. Did we ever look up if they won the war?
Yeah, probably not.
Like, what if they lost?
What's next?
Jack on Twitter during the Phils game says something mildly negative about the team. Jack on the afternoon show after a caller says the exact same thing.
Oh, sorry, we couldn't give you 162-0. Sorry about the third greatest run in franchise history. Sorry about Bedlam at the bank. Thanks for the call.
Alex in Lancaster.
Dude, he turns so hard on any baseball caller who says something negative.
Uh-huh.
You should see it. If this is one, you know, I love the people listening on the radio. I love watching on YouTube. When there's a negative Phillies call, it is a watch on YouTube moment for Jack. It really is.
The eye roll.
It's just like, is that what you want?
Yeah.
Is that what you want, Kerry?
Yeah.
Is that what you want? What do you want Thompson to do?
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
Huh? What do you want Thompson to do? Huh?
I know. It's one of my many flaws in doing this is I take it too personally.
What's next?
The evolution of Spike's golf fashion. Last year, who's the guy in the wrinkled Fruit of the Loom shirt? This year, who's the guy in the banana hammock? Frank in Ardmore.
I'm not wearing a banana hammock. And I asked Ike. I asked Ike if my shorts are okay, and Ike seems to like my shorts.
He was being nice.
I got them in the golf department of the store. They're like not cheap. They're real golf shorts.
Just a lot of white leg showing.
No. Hold on. When I'm standing up, that's tan leg.
Get it on the YouTube.
Look. That part of the leg is tan. Up here, white.
Yeah.
Down here, tan.
That's right. Good breakdown.
Look, I got skinny legs, but I think they're fine legs. What's next?
Jack, when you asked me about the best part of having kids, that was a private conversation. Tornado Shapiro.
It did feel like a tornado line.
It did. The best part of kids is making them?
Yeah.
Ah,
got him. Got him. Nailed it.
What's next?
Twizzlers? A preview of Nick Sirianni answering the hard-hitting questions tomorrow.
So Nick Sirianni will be on the show tomorrow at 4 o'clock. I'm being honest with you when I say, as I was driving to the NovaCare facility today, I thought about, should I ask Sirianni the Starburst question just as a bit?
As a bit.
And if we had more time, it was on. Like I would have done it.
Yeah.
For the bit.
We made sure we made our last questions all about Elliot.
Yes. Yeah. They're like, Nick's got 2 minutes left. Okay, we got 3 questions on Elliot.
Yeah. And honestly,
yeah,
a shocking reveal. About Elliot.
I believe so.
Yeah.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.